Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The author is Ken Kachigian. The book is Behind Closed Doors, In the Room with Reagan and Nixon, to have served in one capacity or another with both of these individuals. He's director emeritus of the Richard Nixon Foundation Board of Directors, veteran of nine presidential campaigns, chief speechwriter, and senior political advisor for President Reagan. He was the trusted political advisor, favorite scribe to Reagan, and go-to counsel for Reagan and Nancy Reagan in campaigns and political crisis. And he served in Richard Nixon's White House and with Nixon as he emerged from Watergate. Quite an impressive resume. I thank you for being with us. And if you don't mind, let's start off with, how did you get involved? What was your start in politics?
Well, I was a second year law student at Columbia back. I hate to admit I'm this old, I guess. Back in 1967, and I saw an ad in the New York, article in the New York Times about Nixon making a comeback, and I thought, but back in those days, nobody thought he could ever become president again, and the favored candidates were Romney and Rockefeller and actually Reagan. So I wrote a letter to him, and after it didn't get responded, I rewrote it, complained that they didn't answer it, and rewrote it, and actually it was hand-delivered by my wife, who worked on Wall Street, and Pat Buchanan answered it. And I got an interview with Pat Buchanan, by the way, who worked in Missouri, you know, at the St. Louis Globe Democrat. Right. And so Pat answered it and went in for an interview and got a job answering correspondence as a volunteer, as a second-year law student. And that summer, I got hired working in the 68 campaign. Working for a guy named Alan Greenspan, you may have heard of his name. and so that summer I worked in the 68 campaign, and after I passed the bar in California, finishing law school, I came back and started working in the White House in 1970. So that's how I got my start and worked in the Nixon White House until he resigned, and then came back to California with him and helped work on his memoirs. And then the David Frost interviews, I led the research for him on the David Frost interviews and became very close to him during that period. And then throughout the rest of his life, we became very, very close. And then he introduced me to Ronald Reagan through Ronald Reagan's campaign manager. And that's how I hooked up with Reagan in the 1980 campaign. Became his chief speechwriter for the campaign in 1980 and traveled with him through that campaign. And then Reagan asked me to stay on to help start the administration in 81. So that's the quick version of my story, Nick.
Well, and I love books like this. I love the inside view and an inside view that's relatively objective. Even though it's not the purpose of the book, given the two administrations and the history along with it, I am going to want to ask you what your thoughts on some of the events that have unfolded over the past month. But I do wonder, as I hear people that they talk about Trump who know Trump, and you see Trump on television, he's got a lot of vibrato, and a lot of people think he's brash. But one of the things I hear about people who know Trump, they say, you know, he in person, he's really warm and he's funny. He's one of the funniest people. I hear that a lot. What was Richard? I think people get a sense of what Reagan was like. What they saw was Reagan. They felt he was a warm, genuine person. But Richard Nixon, particularly for those that weren't adults during that period of time, they just see history, seems sort of like this curmudgeon old guy. What was he like in person?
You know, Nixon was a great raconteur. I mean, he really enjoyed the back and forth. We spent hours and hours and hours together. He was when we weren't working on his memoirs, he was a great storyteller. He loved talking politics, and we went back and forth all the time about political personalities and the politics of the day, whether the back then it was the 76 campaign or the 80 campaign, or and then when Reagan became president. But talking to Nixon, talking about Winston Churchill or Indira Gandhi or Dwight Eisenhower or some of the other great leaders, you bring up Khrushchev or somebody like that. It was so fascinating. But no, he wasn't a curmudgeon. I mean, at Christmas time, we'd have parties at his house, and he'd start pounding on the Christmas carols on the piano, and he'd call me on New Year's Eve and wish me Happy New Year. But he was a tough guy.
Right.
What the hell? He spent time in the Navy and in World War II, so he was a sailor. But that's the kind of person you'd want as president of the United States. You didn't want anybody who was soft.
Do you know if it's true? I had read once, and maybe this is common knowledge, maybe not, whether it's true or not, and I just found it to be interesting. I think I read once that he funded his very first political campaign from poker winnings.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he was quite a poker player in the South Pacific. They called him Nick Nixon, and he was a heck of a poker player. Which served him well when he was negotiating Soviets or the Chinese or whoever. No, he was a great poker player. He had several thousand dollars in savings, and helped start up his 1946 political campaign. You know, he and Jack Kennedy were seatmates on the House Un-American Campaign Committee. They entered Congress at the same time, back in 1946. Both World War II veterans.
Yeah, we're talking with our author. We're talking with our author of the week, Ken Kachigian. The book is Behind Closed Doors in the Room with Reagan and Nixon. Now, whether you want to call, I suppose, the Biden situation a scandal, but Watergate, and I think it's fair to say the resignation of Biden from his reelection campaign, they're both historic events. They certainly would be what would be considered completely unexpected and change the course of history. What do you think about all of this with Biden and what appears to be 2 years of cover-up, not just with staff, but with media and even world leaders who, according to the Washington Journal piece, I mean, many of them went on record saying, oh, yeah, for a couple of years we've known that this guy has been losing it. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, that's bothered me because, you know, we're coming on to the 50th observance of the President Nixon's resignation from Watergate, and everybody's going to relive that and dance on his grave and everything else about the so-called cover-up and everything else. But there was a big cover-up, in my judgment, going on with Biden's cognitive issues over the last 2 years. And here's a person, and this wasn't just about some, you know, political hijinks about breaking into the opposition headquarters. This is about the person who has a nuclear football and who's had in his hands the fate of the entire Western world. And his staff and congressional leaders and everybody else who was working with him knew about somebody who was slipping and whose mind was not the same as it was 4 or 6 years ago when he knew what he was doing. And now this is somebody who's negotiating with the Soviets, negotiating with the Chinese or the wackos over North Korea. And, he didn't have it all with him. And he had the ability to make international decisions. And that kind of cover up to me is a lot more serious and a lot more dangerous. And it really bothersome, very frankly, Nick.
You, as we mentioned earlier, we're talking with Ken Kachigian, and among other things, he was a chief speechwriter and senior political advisor for President Reagan. We just, July 13th, saw the president of the United States shot in dramatic fashion, as was Reagan also shot in dramatic fashion. In terms of potential, you know, actual physical impact, Reagan was much more touch and go than Trump was, but still, Trump's was as impacting because of the visuals of it. Just seeing all of it play out, it's just remarkable. But if you would talk to us, your memories of Reagan being shot, what that was like, and then when you heard the news about Trump or saw that, what that was like for you, given your experience with Reagan.
Yeah, it was a flashback. That was quite a day. I was the last person to talk to President Reagan before he left for the Washington Hilton. And I devote a whole chapter of my book. It's called The President's Been Shot, and with a detailed hour-by-hour detailing of what happened that day. And helped write the speech that he devoted over the Washington Hilton. And I was going to accompany him that day. I normally would have gone with him, having worked on a speech, a senior person. And I instead sent one of the junior speechwriters. And so I would have been walking out the door right next to Jim Brady and Mike Deaver.
Wow.
And so I literally dodged a bullet that day. And so it brought really vivid memories to me. So when I heard that he was shot, President Trump was shot, it brought back memories. When I first heard that President Reagan was shot, I was having lunch after lunch with Marty Anderson. And, you know, we ran down later to the Situation Room with Al Haig, and Al Haig was making phone calls on a secure national security line to George Vice President Bush, who was flying in from Houston. And, we didn't know if it was an international conspiracy or what, mm-hmm. until, you know, things settled down a little bit. And then finally, we found out that President Reagan was doing a lot better. But the initial, you know, the initial concerns were that we didn't know if President Reagan's life was in danger. But for the first few hours, things were pretty hectic until things quieted down. Vice President Bush returned, and I sat down with Vice President Bush and helped him write a speech that he delivered to make a statement to calm things down a little bit.
We're talking with Ken Kochigian. The book is Behind Closed Doors in the Room with Reagan and Nixon. One of the, though there are not the visuals of it, but you get the stories afterwards, and you can correct me if I'm inaccurate on this, but that Reagan attempted to walk into the hospital. He wanted to display that strength, and he did as long as he could. With Trump, there was a visual demonstration of what many people interpreted of strength, where the Secret Service is trying to cover him up, and he breaks through to let the crowd know he's in for the fight. What did you think about that?
Well, I thought that was very dangerous. Very frankly, he exposed himself to another shot, and he probably shouldn't have done that. So,
Makes for a great photo, though.
Made for a great photo, but he exposed himself to another shot, and I don't think that was a wise decision.
Well, before we let you go, any advice you have for Trump? Just in the whole scheme of things.
In the whole scheme of things in this campaign, I think throughout this campaign, I know it's a little hard for him, but I think will serve him well. That take a lesson from what he survived. His little humility will serve him well through the rest of the year. I know that's not in his character, but in addition to the bravado, a little humility will serve him well. That's a kind of that trait would go over in the Midwest, especially, I think, Nick.
Can I ask you one other question? Do you mind?
Sure.
I know I said only one more, but given particularly, Nixon and his foreign policy successes and Reagan and his foreign policy successes, in my mind, and I'm not a historian, but I don't know that there's been any other president that has had such results since Reagan and Nixon when it came to foreign policy as Trump did, whether it's the Abraham Accords or keeping, Putin at bay. You know, he stopped that invasion that began of Ukraine, North Korea, the advancements there. And of course, he is portrayed as the opposite. He has no clue what he's doing. He's a bumbling idiot. And I think that his success came from largely, you know, Nixon as a poker player. Trump knows how to read people. He's street smart. That's what he understands. And I think that's where his success comes from, not from a book, but from reading and understand people. And the results are there. So I was just interested, given that you served in two administrations very closely with two men that had such great foreign policy successes that were long lasting implications, what you think about Trump and his results and the way that he approached foreign relations.
I think he has good instincts. I think he just has very good instincts as a negotiator in the business community. And I think he just knows what he's doing, and it's had good results. It's you can tell the man's been a good businessman, and it's shown, and tough, and people respect him.
You think that would be what would matter ultimately, the results, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Hey, well, listen, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to take another call.
Yep. I'm sorry I kept you longer than I should have, but I really enjoyed talking with you. Our author of the week, Ken Kechigian, the book Behind Closed Doors in the Room with Reagan and Nixon, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. You do the same. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.